Let's see how sight and hearing work. The areas of the brain related to controlling sight and hearing could be compared to film studios, which make a constant film and soundtrack of what's happening around us. It's not our ears that listen, but our brains. It's not our eyes that see, but our brains. Our eyes and ears send signals all the time, and it's our brain that interprets these signals and builds up a picture of the outside world. Of course, there are other areas of the brain that scientists have identified. Areas responsible for different emotions, for example. Did you know that you all have an area for fear, for love, for laughter? You have different areas for different kinds of thinking. For example, you have one area for your first language and another area for a foreign language that you learn when you're older. Interesting, isn't it? But even more interesting than locating different areas of the brain is the most...
Exercise 3. Listen to the lesson again and answer the questions